Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Senior Māori Labour MP Willie Jackson says he estimates more than double the police's estimates have turned up in force for the Toitū march across the Harbour Bridge. Today, the Toitū Te Tiriti Hīkoi ascended onto the Auckland Harbour Bridge earlier than originally scheduled due to the weather. Police estimates this morning predicted around 5,000 people would march across the bridge. Jackson, who walked alongside his whānau, says for generations his whānau have been involved in kaupapa like this, so it's fitting to attend it with them today.
Nice to just come along to kaupapa and see all the people coming together. It's a big thing to mobilise these sort of numbers, particularly on a working day. People are busy, it's a big crowd.
The group is beginning to split and head to Takaparawhau in Orake and Ihumātau in Mangere. Voice Care experienced advocate Ihorangi Rewiti Peters says yesterday's apology to the survivors of abuse in state and faith-based care offered no closure and wholesale systemic change is needed. Yesterday he joined other survivors at Parliament for the National Apology event, with survivors who could not attend watching public broadcast of the apology across the motu. Rewiti Peters says many survivors, like himself, want all executive structures of the departments involved in the abuse cleaned from the hara.
There should be a fresh set of new leaders come in who haven't had involvement within what has happened to so many tamariki, rangatahi and whānau throughout the care system and our faith-based institutions.
Prime Minister Christopher Lux announced the government will invest $32 million to improve the current redress system, aiming to implement a new system next year. Ihorangi Rewiti Peters says the government has been presented with a solution since 2021, and next year is not good enough. A youth health professor hopes her journey in scholarship inspires more Māori rangatahi to pursue higher education. Last week, Professor Terri-Ann Clark of Ngāpuhi, Ngāti Wai and Ngāti Whātua ki Kaipara descent delivered her inaugural professorial lecture at the University of Auckland's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences. Census 2023 data shows that only 14% of Māori hold a tertiary qualification as their highest educational attainment, compared to 20% of all New Zealanders. Clark says her lecture was motivated by the fact that only two Māori currently hold positions within the faculty, underscoring the need for more Māori representation in academia. Attending the Whangarei portion of the Toitū Te Tiriti protest yesterday was inspiring, as Māori youth showed their ambition to exceed societal expectations.
I want to capture that. How do we support our young people to be energised, to be proud, to be strong, to operate in this world that is really, really, very difficult at the moment.
Terri-Ann Clark. Kua te reo no matiari ki tēnei, and that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou.